It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Throwing it back on a Thursday as far back as we have ever went. When it comes to a song from The Possum. May not have been the first song that George Jones ever released, but it was the oldest. We go to the year
1954.
And time to play it cool, man.
But you'll get tired and come back home. Play it cool, man. Play it cool.
On this date in 1954, George Jones records Play It Cool, Man on Starday Records. It's the oldest recording that was included on his debut album that came out about 2 years later in 1956. Song by George Jones, defines almost rockabilly. In fact, he recorded this song in 1954, and that is before Elvis Presley's debut. So it is considered a precursor to rockabilly music. How about that from The Possum?
Mm-mm.
In that first recording session in old little rinky-dinky Starday Records in East Texas, it included five songs, and Play It Cool was the first one that he ever laid down on this. And they hung on to it a little bit until they could get enough to eventually make an album. And as we said, came out in 56. The whole song, the lyrics, as this was co-written by George Jones and his buddy Daryl Edwards, well, they were at a gas station, and they heard a couple get into an argument. And then they wrote this song about it. When it came out on the album in November of 56, Grand Ole Opry's New Star was the name of the album on Starday Records. It was produced by Pappy Daly, which is about as 1950s of a name as you'll ever get right there. Fantastic. It was their first album ever to release, like be released on the actual record label too. So they were brand new at this. So much so, it was a bit inadequate when it came to the sound quality. In fact, George Jones for years lamented, but never re-recorded, many of those songs. Because of that, though, the album itself is a huge collector's item. So I haven't looked at recent of this, but sales of original copies range from anywhere from, like, if you have one, $200 to up to $1,000.
Oh.
So, yeah. And this was right after, by the way, George had dumped the Thumper Jones name. More on that in another flashback to be named later. So, recorded on this date in 1954. Can't get older than this.
Aww.
More vintage when it comes to The Possum. George Jones, play cool, man.
Now, if you're a baby, stepping out.